Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
And a guy that we've had on a couple of times now, just because we're a bit obsessed with the show, really, Australian Crime Stories. Mr. Adam Shan, the guy behind it, is on the phone again. Hello.
Good morning. I'm getting obsessed with your show. I love coming on.
Adam, first of all, congratulations. You're out in the public enjoying a coffee with your puppy Teddy a couple hours ago. How's it feel to be
incredible.
Out?
Incredible. I had two coffees.
Living your best life.
So I'm full of beans. It's a great day in Victoria. We're really, everyone stopped listening to all the nonsense and the propaganda. We just got on and did it. It's a great moment.
Is it weird, though, being out and about in public without, with less restrictions, though? It'd feel a bit weird, right?
Mate, it feels like 1978 when I turned 16 and I had this summer, which was going to be the most incredible of all time, and so it proved. This is going to be better because I got some money this time.
Amazing. Tonight's episode is called The Chinese Takeaway. Tell us, Adam, what's it all about?
One of the great unsolved bank robberies of Australian history, the Haymarket branch of the National Australia Bank on the bicentennial era, 1988, I should say. And these fellas got in there and they robbed all the safety deposit boxes in there, which were where a lot of the crooks in the area used to put their guns, drugs, passports and the rest of it. So all the safe deposit boxes went off. Very few of them were prepared to tell the coppers what was in there or the tax office. So we don't know exactly how much got nicked, but it was a lot.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's interesting because safety deposit boxes, I've watched a movie or two in my time and I know that's where you put all the stuff that you don't want anyone knowing about.
Yeah.
Well, it's the bank job all over again. I mean, the famous story that happened in England about Princess Margaret's photographs being stolen from a safe deposit box, that's actually probably a true story. And you got to be careful what you put in the box and because they're not as secure as you might think they are because there's probably an insider that helped them on this one. Because that area was sort of a clearinghouse for all the Chinese organised gambling going on, illegal and otherwise, extortion, prostitution. So there was a lot of money flowing through the night safes and those safe deposit boxes. Very good pickings. I suspect they knew what was going to be in there at that moment. That's why they did it then.
Oh, okay. This seems like a Hollywood movie. Why isn't it a movie yet?
Well, Hollywood always copies truth, That's I get all these producers ringing me all the time. Have you got any storylines for us? We're making a heist, So I give them these things, and they appear in films. But so it is, and a lot of the crooks see themselves as those bank robbers. I mean, there's a great little postscript in this. They tried to go for the main vault, right, which had all the big cash in there, but they couldn't get the right safecracker from Melbourne, so they went ahead themselves. An industrial welder thing, which punched a hole in the safe. But burnt all the money inside. So it was a disaster.
It should be a Hollywood movie for sure. I'd watch it. Now, last time you were on the show, Adam, we played Jazz Band or Crime Syndicate with you. I'd like to propose another game. Are you keen to play another game with us?
Absolutely, but I thought it was going to be Jazz Band or Crime Syndicate, so I'm unprepared.
Have you been researching jazz bands, have you?
I have. Yeah, I hate jazz.
You've got to remember, he's been in Melbourne with lockdown. He's had a lot more time on his hands.
I've worn the carpet out, walking up and down, thinking about jazz bands.
This one is called Is This a Crime? So, Adam v. Maddie, I'm going to give you a law, and you've got to tell me whether it's true or false.
Okay.
You ready to go?
I'm ready. Adam, are you ready?
I'm so ready.
All righty. Number one, in Georgia, it's illegal to let your chicken cross the road. True or false?
False.
False?
I'd say true.
Adam, one to you, mate. It's true. The law describes chicken as a culinary delicacy sacred to its municipality. The law essentially wants owners to have their chickens under control at all times in Georgia.
Also, it's kind of like a domestic...
And you don't count them until they're hatched.
Yeah, almost. Number
That's
two.
That's not a crime, but it should be.
What came first, though? Okay, here's one for you, Adam, over in Victoria. Up until 1998, changing a light bulb without a license in Victoria was against the law. Is that true or false?
Probably true, because until a few minutes ago, it was illegal to go out the door without a permit. But I would say true.
I reckon that's false.
Adam, one to you again, mate. That's true.
Boom.
100% true. They changed the Electricity Act of 1998 to allow you to change light bulbs and also unplug something out of a PowerPoint yourself without needing a license.
Well, that's good.
It's illegal to fart in public in New Zealand. Is that a law or not?
No, that's false.
Adam?
I'd say false too.
You're both correct.
Yes.
It's false, boom. But it is illegal in Malawi thanks to the air fouling legislation of 2011.
The air fouling. Okay.
Okay, one more. This is
I've been to Malawi and I realise now I broke the law so many times. I'm really, really sorry.
You fouled the air. This is the last one. This is for Maddie to tie and Adam to take the win. In Samoa, it's illegal to forget your wife's birthday.
True.
Adam?
False.
Oh, it's a draw. It's true.
Yay!
100% true. They say the sentence length is unclear, although if you're married to her, it's for life. So.
She'll never let you forget.
It's a draw. That's okay. You're both as good as picking out not crimes as each other. Australian Crime Stories airs tonight, 8:40 on 9. Adam, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
More importantly, we're 1-1 now, so I've got to come back for the decider.
Yes, you do. That's what we're doing.